You're listening to Mobile Agent TV.
Radio!
Oh yeah, radio. Sorry, Dave.
Welcome to Mobile Agent TV. I am Michael Thorne of RE/MAX Little Oak Realty from Langley, BC. And our co-host, as always, is Dave Fauquier from Bridgewater, New Jersey's RE/MAX Preferred Professionals in the Enviro Realty team. Dave, how are you doing? But I was going to do that thing we're talking about.
We'll talk about it. We got to do that.
Okay. How are you doing, Dave?
Very well. As I was telling you offline in the beginning, we're almost to last year's numbers, and it's only May. With a ton of stuff in the pipeline. It's like a backup of our bad winter. It's just all coming to fruition and all the work, the hard work. So I'm tired.
But you say that, I mean, it's just not, it can't just be the backup of the winter.
No.
I mean, it's a lot of things. Anytime you reach your numbers in May, and I just look back at our numbers for our team and we're on pace or slightly above where we wanted to be this time. There's more than just snow
It's our referral business and all our hard work and our personal notes and our just following up with our clients. It's just all happening at the same time. And it's just, all the hard work. Everybody who's out there is listening that knows, that's a success. And it's only about one thing. It's about hard work.
But on that note then, Dave, I didn't know we were going to talk about this particular part of it, but we always try to bring a little bit of value at the top of the show. So what happens now with your numbers? I mean, we've talked about goal setting on the show before, Dave. Now what happens? Do you sit down with a team and reevaluate and push those numbers back, or do you sort of, I know you're not going to coast through to December, but what will your team structure now be to sort of put new things in place?
Well, actually, if it ain't fixed, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. we do have team meetings every week or every other week, and we talk about some of these things. And not everybody on the team is up to where their goals are, but as a team, we are. And I just came from that. We talked about it last week, the seminar by Peter Mueller, the strategic peak strategic. It was a recruiting thing for teams, and we bring the numbers up because that's what we learned about looking at our numbers, If something's broke in the equation, fix it, measure it. Well, I've always said that. If you can't measure it, don't do it.
Yeah.
But we're excited. So it's almost – it's a challenge because when you get that far ahead, it's kind of scary almost that, well, what are we going to do next year? And we can't do it the way we're doing it. So we're going to have to make some changes, more people, more personnel, more better systems even than we have now. Because just to do it the way we're doing it is, we're working 7 days a week.
Yeah, perfect. During the broadcast, you can interact with us live using the hashtag MATV on Twitter, as well as you can get Dave and I on Twitter at Mobile Agent TV. I put out a video that I did for a local meetup group here a couple months ago called Telling Your Stories with Video. You can find that on our blog at mobileagenttv.com. And I think there's some value there. Dave, I know you watched it, so I think it has some great tips for agents about how to tell their story using video.
I did watch it, and I posted a little reply, and then, I don't know, it seems it went away.
No, I saw the reply.
It just scared the hell out of me when you said it costs us $4,000. I said, well, of course, I haven't given you any money. What's going on here? And I thought I missed something. But that was actually, I would encourage everybody to watch that. That was really a good one. That and Terry sitting in the background eating a chicken sandwich. So
Exactly.
Extra value.
Highlight. Speaking about blogging and video, I took a look at our podcast numbers for the show. After the show, as if people don't know, it goes out on Stitcher Radio and iTunes as an audio podcast. Our numbers are growing quicker on the audio side than they are on our video side, which I thought was quite interesting. So obviously there's some people there out there that find the audio version quite valuable. If you do want to leave us a review on iTunes, you're more than welcome to do that. And speaking of podcasting, today's guest is the host of the Real Estate Career Mentor podcast. He is Marty Green, and as always, we read out our guest's 160 Twitter bio, and his bio reads, trainer, broker, manager, RE/MAX, blogger, and podcaster about all things real estate, love hockey, and Wing Chun Kung Fu. People are my passion. Welcome to the show, Marty Green.
Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it.
Now, Wing Chun Kung Fu isn't a response to the Everyone Kung Fu Tonight song where you've got some sort of Wang Chung Kung Fu. That's
right.
Something completely different.
No, it's actually the kung fu that Bruce Lee learned when he was 14. So I found someone local to my house, and I go there twice a week training, and I just got graded last weekend, so I just passed, and I'm super grateful about that because it's a 10-year program.
Now, when you say pass, is that the next level belt, or what does that yes. process mean? All right.
Yeah, there's four levels of grading, and I've just passed the second one, 2.5 years in, and still probably 7 years to go, so a long way to go.
Wow, see, commitment.
You're a guy to know if I got to go down a dark alley, right?
That's right. I'm like Napoleon with Napoleon syndrome, a short guy with Napoleon syndrome.
Marty, we always ask people when they get on the show, sort of at the beginning, for those of the people that don't know, you know, there's a lot of people, a lot of our viewership is in Eastern Canada and obviously know who you are, Marty, but let our audience know your history in the real estate space.
I've been in the market since 2002. I started managing in 2006. I'm currently on my 11th office, and I'm running two offices simultaneously, one with 110 agents in Waterloo, Ontario, home of the BlackBerry, and New Hamburg, Ontario has 10 agents as well.
Fantastic. So we want to bring you on, Marty. I reached out to a bunch of people. I said, who can we have on the show to talk about blogging? Because on the show, we've actually talked about the topic quite a bit when we talked about video or community information or website development that we've done. But we've never really tackled just the topic of blogging sort of head on. And everyone came back, not everyone, but a lot of people came back and said, Marty is the guy you have to have come on the show. I reached out to you, and now you're on to talk about blogging. So we want to tackle this topic that I think is really, really important sort of head on. So in a 3,000-foot view, Marty, what is blogging?
What I would say to that is it's a space for you to put your own comments, your own voice out there. I was listening to a podcast this week with Tim Ferriss, who wrote The 4-Hour Workweek, and what he says is your blog is like your home, is where you live, and your Twitter and your Facebook and your videos and your YouTube, those are like satellite offices. So you want to drive all that traffic somewhere. You don't want to just post stuff online and then not have it go anywhere. So that's what the blog is created for, to have all your traffic arrive at a destination.
And so, I mean, a lot of people are seeing it differently. I mean, as we get more forward, moving forward too as well, your home domain website and blog should probably be the same location for that purpose, that you're not driving these people to two different spots. So if you are just focusing on your blogging to potential buyers and sellers, where you're blogging to a different audience, should they then be driving that traffic back to the same place that they're putting out their listings and their real estate information?
If you can do that, that's great. Now, here's the thing. You got to be careful. There's a lot of website companies that offer you a website. And a quick little story to wrap this up. I sat down with one of my agents way back at the end of last year, and she was really concerned. Her name was Sarah, and she showed me her analytics, and she was getting maybe 100 hits a month on her website. And I said, you know what? The reason you're not being found is Google doesn't see enough change with your website. So we need to do something about that. And the way we can do it is bring in a blog. Now, you can have the blog encapsulated with the website, or, you know, even I recommend having them run parallel with each other. So you have a separate domain name for the blog, and it has a link to the website, and vice versa. The website has a link to the blog. And I think the importance of that, the most important thing on your website is to have the home search, to be able to search for the homes. That's what the clients are finding you for. But on the blog, you can tell your story. You can set things up for different people to find you. And that's the most important thing with Google. They want to see change with a website. And a blog does that, where is our website where we keep all our homes. It doesn't change. It's always a stagnant website. And Google is really looking for a website where it's unique content, it's constantly changing, and that's what a blog does really, really well.
So, I mean, you've covered it a little bit there. So here's the next question then. Then why should I, if I come to you as an agent and I say, Marty, why should I blog? What's the value in blogging? So go ahead and maybe elaborate on what you've already said, but why blog?
Yeah, and the main reason is Google can't find you now. So for Sarah and her website, she had her own branded website, and maybe it was her name, maybe it was martygreen.ca. The problem is Google is never going to find that. The people that are searching on the web, homes for sale in Waterloo, there's nothing in that the long-tail keyword search there that says anything about Marty Green. So unless they know me, they're never going to find me. So that's the importance of the blog, because as you blog and use words over time, so if you're writing post after post once a week, twice a month, those words that you're using in those blog posts, and they could be about anything. It doesn't have to be about real estate. It could be about your community or your passion or what specialization you are. That's what Google's going to find. And so they're going to say, wow, this is a great website. Let's start linking to it more. And then you slowly start to climb the rankings. And your goal is to get on that first page of Google. And it's not an easy process, and it takes some time, but that's what the blog can really do for you.
Now, Dave, before we got on the air, and in fact, before Marty even joined us off air, you said something to me at the very beginning of the show, and before I put my two cents in on it, just go ahead and restate what you said to me to everyone that's watching.
Sure. I said, just for the record, Michael, we're going to talk about blogging today, but I don't have a blog. I don't want to have a blog. I have no interest in a blog because I'm busy. I got video. I got enough stuff going on, and Michael sort of corrected me a little bit on it, but that's what I said.
And what I said to you is, you do have a blog. This Mobile Agent TV is a blog. We're doing an hour every week of putting out great new content. We have great guests like Marty come on the show. And so for RE/MAX agents and agents all across North America that's typing in RE/MAX or real estate Bridgewater, New Jersey, which those keywords go into all of our YouTube videos and all of our information that we put out on the blog, people are finding you all the time. And the success you had with the blog, Dave, was what happened when you went to that conference where people came up to you and already knew who you were. So I think one of the mistakes that, and I'll let Marty expand on it, that we think is the way people blogged in 2003 and 2004 before audio podcasting came along, before YouTube was invented. We're still stuck on that being the definition of what a blog is, and I think there's a lot more opportunities out there than just that written word. So Marty, let's talk about, you say of what a blog is, what can a blog be?
Absolutely. So what I put on a course for my own agents, and I had a bunch of people come out, they bring their laptops, and what I was trying to get across is it doesn't have to be about you, it doesn't have to be about your business. It could be a community website. So like you mentioned there, if somebody's searching for David and they're looking in New Jersey, they may never find him because he doesn't have a blog and he's just counting on his, you know, $50 a month paid website to be found by Google. Well, let me tell you, how many agents are in the U.S.? A million? You know, that website better be pretty slick for him to show up in the top five pages of Google. That's what the blog does for you. So what you can do is, if you have a specialization or a geographic area, then, like, for example, where we are, Waterloo, Ontario, you know, like I said before, home of the BlackBerry, that gets a lot of searches. So if you can get to the front page of Google in search, then you've got it made. You're going to generate a lot of hits, and then from there, they're already on your blog. It's up to you what you want to do with them. But a geographic website, a specialization, so if you're working specifically with seniors, or if you're working with investors and you set up an investor website, there's all kinds of different websites you could set up, first-time home buyers, that kind of thing. So my first preference is the geographical way to go, and I've seen a couple realtors do it really, really tremendously. But then you could also do a specialization website where, you know, again, you're working, you're a senior specialist or you're a first-time homebuyer specialist, or if you're like me and you like to buy investment properties, you could set up a blog for that and just talk about the topic over and over. And it doesn't have to be selling. It's just posting really great content for people to, you know, take in and enjoy. Same thing with my podcast. They're listening to me in the car, but now I want them to go somewhere. I don't want to just leave them with that on the podcast, the same as you guys. You want to have them to go somewhere, and that's the central point. That's what the blog is for.
Now, an interesting thing about what you said about the community, because I think blogging's power is a cumulative effect over a long period of time. It's not one video. Absolutely. It's not one post. And my wife right now is a school teacher here in Langley, and she's taking her master's in technology education. And they were taking a course, they typed in Langley into the Google search, and then they did an image search, and the instructor said, "I don't know who this Michael guy is, but every time I put in Langley, it comes up." And then a lot of that has to come to do with our Facebook presence, our My North Langley presence. And there was a couple chuckles from the group because a couple of Tracy's coworkers are taking the masters together, and. You know, it came out that, you know, that's my husband. But that was just from putting content on every day on our Facebook page over a three-year period that someone was aware right away that Langley equals, in some point, myself. And that's the power of it. It's not one post here or a post there. It's this cumulative thing over a period of time that will benefit. So that's another thing. One of the advantages I find about blogs that I read or podcasts I listen to is it has to be very sequential. It has to be consistent. And we come on the air every Friday. The podcast goes out by Friday afternoon, and people can get that into the routine. Marty, speak to the importance of having it consistent on a schedule where your audience sort of becomes familiar with the fact that if I go back to realestatecareermentor.com, I will find new content on a regular basis.
And that's the key, and that's the struggle that we all have as realtors, is consistently blogging. Now, you'll get differences of opinion online. Like if you listen to Tim Ferriss, who wrote the 4-Hour Workweek, there's a gentleman who's able to blog once a month, once every 2 months, and get tremendous hits, where the rest of us need to set up a consistent schedule. So if you're doing it weekly, I think, is the best. The top bloggers will do 2-3 times a week, but they're constantly delivering new content. And think of it from Google's eyes for a second. If you're Google and you're in charge of displaying the best search results, it's much easier if you have websites that are constantly changing, constantly updating, constant deliver of great authoritative information. And that's what Google is looking for, and that's what the blog does for you. So a constant stream once a week is ideal. But listen, while I'm saying that, don't be fooled in thinking I'm going to blog for 2 weeks and I should be on the first page of Google. I did a course with Pat Flynn, who's one of the biggest bloggers in North America, and he gets tremendous amount of hits. And the course I took, the fastest anyone could get to the number one position on Google was 62 days. And for me, it took over 90 days. And that was consistent blogging, once a week. So if you're going to set up a blog and you're going to go for it, David, maybe this is more directed to you, then you have to decide now. Is this going to be a six-month thing? You've got a minimum 6 months. You cannot think, I'm going to start a blog and get immediate results. It just doesn't work that way.
So the content equals, your content has to be pointed towards the audience that you're looking to capture, correct? Yeah. I'm looking for home buyers or I'm looking for home sellers. Basically, I have to be putting stuff on a blog or on my website linked to my website that has any kind of content or any kind of keywords or anything that a buyer or a seller will be looking for consistently. Changing of the words, keep posting it up there, and those keywords will kind of filter through to Google.
Exactly. So Google has three main criteria. The first criteria is unique and fresh content. Google, they're made up of very smart people, and their algorithm really knows, did you write the content or did you steal it and paste it on your website? The people that take the content and paste it on their website, they're doing themselves a huge disfavor because Google knows that you didn't write that content. So first and foremost, fresh and unique content. Second are the keywords that you use. Now, I'm not saying go out, if you're going to write a post about investment properties, I'm not going to say every third word should be investment or invest. That's not the case. Google, again, very smart. They will pull out the keywords. And the surprising thing is they'll pull out keywords that you didn't even know you wrote in the post. They're very good. And then the third is the backlinking strategy. So like Michael was saying, a lot of people are connecting to you guys through Mobile Agent TV. Now it's becoming popular with Google because they're seeing so many backlinks going to that website. But the first and foremost is the fresh and unique content on a regular basis. That's what Google is looking for.
And Dave, some of the advice you've given our agents a lot, especially when it comes to social media or anything, because you're seeing from someone that's built a business over a period of time, over 30 years like you have, Dave, and you're on your team, is don't be everywhere, just do something really, really well. So some of the things that Marty said is, look, if you want to be, what's the value of being in the top 1, 2, 3 spots in your community? That's your goal. That could be a new agent saying, that's where I'm going to drive my business from. Where our team might be looking a lot more, let's say, we're going to take care of our past clients, and that's where our energy is going to go. So that's how you're going to build your business. And perhaps blogging isn't for everyone, but there is an enormous value in being 1, 2, 3 spots. Look about Brett Ellis. Brett Ellis that was just coming on talking about Google Plus. He talked about the value of being on Google tremendously. He talked about getting a CMA request every day or multiple times a day because of his location on Google. That's how he's designed his business. So you're right, you don't have to be there. But if you say, this is how I'm going to build my business, I think if I was a new agent who didn't have 300, 400 past clients, I think that's where I would go. I think that's where you could say, I've got the time. I'm a new agent. I've got the hours to start blogging. You know, and especially if the attitude was to go about blogging about the fact that you're, you know, come along with this adventure of me as, you know, I launched my real estate career and sort of as you discover what strata, you know, fees mean and what, you know, all these different terms mean, you could blog about that information and really provide a lot of value there. So it's not for everyone, but I think it's a fantastic strategy because I don't know what the value. Well, Marty, what's the value being to you to be in that spot on Google?
Well, I'll tell you, I'll give you the percentages if you like. Sure. The first position on Google's front page, 43% click-through rate. So just by being in that first position, the first three positions are critical for your business because it's considered what's called above the fold. Just like the newspaper, when you get the newspaper above the fold, you got to flip it over for the other side. So the first three positions, and these are not paid advertising, this is organic. First three positions. So 43% for the first position, 13% for the second position, and it goes down by 1% thereafter. So if you're in number 6 or number 7, congratulations, you're on the first page of Google, but you really want to push to get in those top three positions, and that is critical for your blog and for your business. And I can tell you a quick story. I was blogging since 2009 with my blog, and I kept getting hits for keywords that I never wrote a post about. And it was because my blog is set up to help agents and it's got all kinds of information to help realtors with their business, I kept getting hits for realtor introduction letter. And I never did a realtor introduction letter. So, you know, you're brand new in the business and you want to alert your whole sphere of influence that you've now got into the business. They're always asking for a realtor introduction letter. So I kept getting these hits. Now, I did write a blog post on the top 10 things you should be doing in your first few weeks in the business. And then I finally broke down and said, you know what, I'm going to write a realtor introduction letter. And I did it, and holy smokes, that thing, just that post every single day is 100 or 200 hits, that post every day. And it's remarkable. If you get the number one position like I have, that's what it can mean to your business. It can really, especially your blog. And now if you can convert that into leads, and there's ways to do that as well. But that's the benefit of getting the number one position on Google.
Marty, what exactly is the audience that you're trying to reach?
My audience is new and struggling real estate agents. So
for recruiting, correct?
I use it as a recruiting tool for RE/MAX Twin City, where I work in Waterloo, but the blog is, I just wrote it to help people because what I was finding was there were new agents coming into the business and honest, you know, God love them, without a clue. We know that 80% of the realtors getting into the business will be gone in 2 years. That's a stat. I think RE/MAX does a really good job of training and supporting them, so maybe we bring it down to 60. My goal was to bring that percentage down even further. So I started putting up this website and just writing these posts, great little tips that people could use on buying and selling and getting people to sign on the dotted line and all kinds of things. And it's been a huge resource for a lot of people. And it's not just in my local area. For me, the blog is global. So I get emails from Australia and New Zealand and Europe. And, of course, the U.S. is massive for hits for me. So,
Marty, would you give us any idea about where, other than coming out of your head, where you get your content?
You know where my content, a lot of it comes from? My realtors. So I do weekly sales meetings, and coming up with ideas, I just pay attention to what's going on in my office. So we've just had a big run of business, obviously, in the spring market. Multiple offers was a big deal. So I had content coming. People didn't know how they should be handling multiple offers, 2 offers, 3 offers, 5 offers, educating your clients before the offers arrive, stuff like this. So I ran a sales meeting on it, and later tonight I'm recording a podcast on multiple offers. So that's where I get most of my content. I just listen to the voices inside my office, listen to the complaints, what are they looking for, and that's why I created the blogging course for my office, because they kept saying, I'm not getting hits on my website. Is there something we can do about it? How does Google work? Do you know anything about it? And funnily enough, yes, I do. I my blog's been up since 2009.
So to flip that on its head, and it's one of the things I was going to ask Marty. So Marty listens to his clients, which are his agents in his office for great content. If all you do when you're blogging is listen to your buyers and your sellers, one of the most watched videos I've ever put out is from like 2 years ago, or probably the one of the videos that gets enough like response was simply, what is a strata fee? You know, I've been asked so many times in my career is what I throw away my money. What is a strata fee? And when you explain that it actually, for here, I don't know if it's in the States, includes your property insurance, includes the management, includes contingency fund, includes all this sort of stuff. People go, oh, wow, I had no idea what that was. And I was out with a buyer about a year after I put out that video. And I said, just so you know, I just want to take a moment to explain what a strata fee is to you. He goes, oh, no, I've seen your video. I know exactly what a strata fee is. So, you know, the content is all around you from your buyers and sellers. If that's what you want, if that's how you want to educate, if that's the niche you're going to go after, Dave, we get asked the same 12 questions over and over again. That's it. That's it. Same 12 questions.
If you remember that crappy tip that I put up in the beginning where I looked like I was in a cave, that came from an experience, all right? Just before that, a bunch of stuff happened. I go, I got to talk about that because this is something everybody needs to kind of know how to do this the right way. And so, I mean, that's you also listen to your buyers and sellers, and every experience you have when you go out there, as we all know in the real estate business, every one of them is different. So there's a story in every one of them.
Yeah. And it's interesting when you talk about that. I was talking to Mark Weisletter a few weeks ago. I don't know if you know him. He's a very prominent lawyer in Ontario. Probably be a great guest for you on your show. And he came up to me at the last conference and said, I remembered your tip on investing that you talked about. You know, with my tenants, they all get a gift card every single month for paying on time. Well, that's something I could blog about. So they just pay on time. But the funny thing is, my tenants email me the rent 10 days, 2 weeks before it's due because they want their gift card, $25 gas card or Walmart. That's a thing I've been doing for 8 years, but when I shared it with somebody, it's remarkable how it gets remembered. So the same thing with the blog. When I hear something going on in my office that I need to address, like holdover clauses and how to get people to sign a buyer agency, what's your closing tactics to get them to sign that buyer agency, that's what I blog about, that's what I podcast about.
And I think the cautionary tale sometimes for people blogging is we know what a strata, like for example, we know what a strata fee is. We know it inside and out. And so that topic isn't sexy or isn't you know what you think people are going to want to read about. You're answering a question. I don't know how many times I type into either YouTube or Google, how is the first question or why or what.
Yeah.
You know, that's the first start. Like, I just want an answer. I'm not looking necessarily sometimes to be entertained. I just need to know what this means or how do I do this. So that's the content. The content for us that seems day in and day out routine for someone that's buying their first home is so important for them. Like, they just want to know the answers. And if you're the person bringing them that content, you're bringing them in, they're developing a relationship with you through the written word, through audio, or through video, it's pretty easy to figure out that they're going to, you know, develop a relationship of know, like, and trust with you, and they're going to reach out to you. I think it's just common sense.
For those of us in the States, you have to describe a strata fee because I've never heard of that.
Condo fee? I don't know what it'd be. It would be in a stratified property. So if you live in an apartment, you pay a monthly fee that helps maintain the structure of the building.
We call it a condo fee, common area charges, maintenance. Okay, there you go.
Yeah, strata fee, condo
fee. All right, so for us in the States, we're all cool now. We have easier words for it than you can. That's probably has a French origin, I would imagine.
Yeah, perhaps. I mean, what do you guys call the bathroom connected to the master bathroom or the master suite?
Master bedroom suite. Yeah. The master bath. Master bath. But we're not allowed to say master here. It's discriminatory. We're not. It's nuts. It's never mind.
that's a blog post, David. Right there. There's 200 words. You could just put that.
That's politics, man. You got to watch that.
well, you got to be careful. But you know, it can be simple as that. Like, you've had Virginia Munden on your show before, and she is the expert at stirring up a buzz. So when I watch her on Facebook, when I watch her on Facebook, and she goes into a restaurant and takes a picture with the owner, back to my geographical website or my blog, that is a blog post. So I'm taking a picture with Mr. Lee, and it's Lee's Noodles and Best Chinese Food in, you know, Waterloo, Ontario. Guess what? I'm going to be found for those searches. And now I'm giving back to the community because I'm helping Mr. Lee at the same time. It's on my blog, and this is what you can blog about when you have a community website or a specialization website like investments, like my little gift card thing on an investment website. So those are the little tricks that you can do. And it doesn't have to be, you don't have to write 1,000 words or a book every blog post. 100 or 200 words, you could even do a day in the life of a realtor because you're giving a little bit about yourself. So that's what I do on my podcast. I just give a little bit about myself each podcast, and then I get back down to business and start talking about real estate.
And that's really a great advice that you just shared there, Marty, is the fact that you shine the light on somebody else in return, you know, that light bounces back on you. We have definitely found that in My North Langley. We do everything to help other people. For example, in the last week on My North Langley, 2 lost dogs were returned home. We get big thanks for it. We promoted an elementary school event where they're trying to raise money to build a new playground. We get the, you know, the reflection back on us for us. On this show, Dave, you and I have been very clear about bringing on guests that are, like, we don't know all the answers to all these questions, so we reach out and bring on guests like Marty. We shine the light on Marty for an hour, but gives us the ability to provide content for an hour for our audience, to which people are writing right now. Great information, great content, and we've got some questions coming from the audience that we'll address. But I think the ability, you don't have to worry about you. It's not about you. You're the only person that's the microphone that's getting the information out there, and it will shine bright on you. And in fact, I know about blogging and video and podcasting. The first person that's going to share the content is the person from the Chinese restaurant. I know that Marty will take this information and share it with his network, saying, hey, I came on the show. You guys, check it out. I mean, that's just common. So when you can actually talk about somebody else in your blog, you're going to reach their audience because they're going to be the one that's going to be promoting that content. I think it's super, super valuable.
Yeah, and I think keeping your ego, you know, low-key, it does you tremendous. It works really well for you. So I try not to bring my ego into it. Even though, you know, I may consider myself an expert on things, I'd rather reach out to people because by helping them, eventually I'll get help in return. And same thing, you know, with just this interview. I mean, you heard my name through other people. So the more I can help people, the more I feel fulfilled, and it returns to me in tenfold, you know. So this is my approach. I try to keep my ego out of it, and especially in my posts. You know, here's good information. Take it or leave it. It's not for everybody, and, you know, and you'll find your own voice that way.
I've heard people when they people that write really, really successful blogs is that they've identified their reader or their listener very, very finely. I mean, obviously, My North Langley, it's directed to people that live in a very isolated community. Mobile Agent TV is designed specifically to talk to real estate agents, primarily RE/MAX agents, from coast to coast in North America. Very specific. I've heard people even define our listener's name is Mary. She is 35 years old. She has, you know, one kid. Like, what's the value of getting very clear about who you are talking to, so that the voice of your blog, be it audio, video, or written, really speaks to that person?
And this is where a lot of people go off the rails, because they set up a blog and they're like, oh, I don't want to niche down. I want to capture everybody. But they do themselves, again, a disfavor. It's better to niche down, because when you compare yourself, if I'm going to put up a blog about real estate, I'm going to be competing with hundreds of thousands of blogs, including all the realtors. I'm better off to niche down and to say, okay, if you're struggling or you're a new agent, that's my focus, and that's how I'm going to do it. If you're a realtor and you're working in a geographical area, then that's a great focus, or a specialization. You want to niche down as much as you can. You may think that you're going to take yourself out of the game, but really what you're doing, even if you only had 1,000 readers, but 1,000 readers specific to investments, can you imagine if 10% of them reached out to you on a yearly basis? I mean, that's a lot of business coming in. So that's what you got to look at. You got to look at niching down and really being specific for your target audience.
Yeah, it's I think it's real key. There was a great blogger, an infographic that went out that talked about the ideal length of all social media, the ideal YouTube length, the ideal Twitter length. and they had done extensive research. The idea, the ideal blog post headline is 6 words, blog posts that have numbers in them do dramatically better. Sort of the 5 things to do, the 7 things to do, the 20 things to do, sort of thing. What have you found in your years blogging, Marty, about the importance of having a proper headline?
Headline, there's 5 elements that I coach and teach for every blog post. Number one, far and away, is the headline. 80% of your energy needs to go into creating a great headline. And so further to what you just said, 20 tips for whatever, you could even go further, especially when you're broadcasting on social, on Facebook, on Twitter. Here's 20 tips to fixing up your curb appeal for your home. I really like number 7. And now the people are like, oh my goodness, what's number 7? So now it's even more compelling. I have to read it. So this is an art form. This is not something that you just sit down and you're able to write great copy. You need to get help. So I'll give you a resource, because this is what I used. Maria Veloso, she wrote this great book, Web Copy That Sells. I went out and grabbed it. I'm horrible at writing copy, so I'm like, what are some keywords that I can use? Proven and you know, different words that really, just like you said, how to do something. How to is a great way to write a blog post. How to, you know, fix up your curb appeal. How to paint your living room for under $100. So when you start thinking headlines, you want to spend 80% of your time coming up with a great headline. I've got blog posts sitting on my blogs that haven't been released because I can't come up with a great headline. They're just sitting there ready to go. And, right. You know, it takes me hours to come up with something.
What's the author's name of that book again?
Maria Veloso, Web Copy That Sells. So I can send you a link if you want to put it on your blog. Tremendous resource for me. I just Googled it, just like Michael says. I Google how to write good web copy. Guess what? She's in the top 3. So that's my first and foremost thing. So you got to write a good headline. And the other thing you got to do is you got to have a picture on your blog. You've got to put some picture that attracts the brain to that blog post, because it's not just about the blog post. It's when you go and share it after. So if you just write 1,000 words every blog post and there's no picture to break it up and it's all just, you know, square on a blog, it's not as compelling. But if there's a picture or something, the way you guys are doing it with your videos is fantastic. So I see the videos and I see the guests and I see you guys. Now I'm compelled to you know, click on it or read it. So that's the thing with a blog. It's very difficult. The headline is the most important thing, and you've got to include a picture. And there's 3 other elements that if you want me to share now, I can go over as well.
Yeah, and just on that, speaking about blog posts, Katie Lance, who blogs great, former guest, a friend of the show, just great, she put out the top 7 places or top 9 places you can get royalty-free images for your blog the other day. Go to katielanceconsulting.com, or maybe it's katielance.com, blog post on that. But on that note, Marty, before we move on, because photos are really, really important, where do you go about finding your images to put on your blog post?
I've always used iStockPhoto.com all the way back since 2009. So when I started going on to podcasts and listening how to blog and how to blog properly, that was the number one resource, iStockPhoto.com. Now, I will say they are getting a little bit of expensive now, so there are other resources that you may want to look into, but I always used iStockPhoto.com. You buy credits, you know, $20, $40 at a time, and then each picture that you look for is 2 credits, 5 credits, whatever. Depending on how popular it is.
Exactly. So continue with your other tips there, Marty.
Okay, so number 3 is content. So you got to write good content. It's got to be unique. It's got to come from you. I wouldn't steal it and plagiarize it, and I certainly wouldn't copy and paste from somebody else's post. You could put it in quotes, you know, what they said, but you got to write your own content. It's got to be unique. That's what Google's looking for. So in that content is your keywords. So the words that you say, just like I said before with my introduction letter, you know, I wrote that in there as number 4 tip, get your introduction letter out. And all of a sudden my blog is being found for introduction letter. So those keywords are going to pop out just writing your content. You don't have to really focus on it. It will happen. The more you write, the more keywords that Google's going to pull out of it. So that's number 3. Number 4, just like you said with Katie Lance, you got to have a call to action. So you write a blog post, and at the end of the blog post, go here for my free resources, or download the podcast to your desktop, or, you know, this type of thing. So if you're going to write a post, you've got the eyeballs on your post already. Get them to do something, but don't give them five things to do. It's got to be one thing. Go follow me on Twitter. Go check out my video on this topic on YouTube. So that's number four. And number five, comments. You got to turn the comments on. You got to let people interact with you. That's, you're drawing the people in. Let them say, you know, that was a great show, or that was a great post. And I go back and forth with my my comments all the time. So people leave comments underneath the blog post, and guess what? It's in Google's algorithm. They're looking, wow, you got 150 comments on that blog post. This must be an important blog post, and they climb the rankings of Google when you get searched. So those are your five things: headline, picture, content and keywords, call to action, and your comments. Make sure your comments are turned on.
So on that, we had Nicole Nicolet on the show from Agent Evolution, who builds websites, WordPress websites for real estate agents. Awesome, she's fantastic. But I posed this question to her, and I'm going to pose it to you. Should we sit and really think about the tag words and the keywords we're going to plug in, or do we just write great content, and like you've said a couple times on the show, Google's going to find out what those keywords are anyway, or should we sit here and labor over keyword and stuff these posts with keywords?
When I launched my course in the office, I got them to write five posts immediately. And then what started to happen, they would post it, and they were getting found organically within 2-3 weeks. One hit a day, two hits a day. And I said, guys, you got to pay attention to those keywords, because in your stats, it should say how you were found. And you lean into those. So what you do is, if you're being found for a great video show, then write a post about a great video show, or write a post about curb appeal, or whatever it was that you you wrote about. So you want to lean in. You really want to pay attention to your keywords. But I don't sit down and write a post specifically, okay, investment property, write that in there 50 times, and, you know, working with investors. I don't do that. I just write my post naturally. But I pay attention to the keywords that are coming in. How are they finding me? Oh, wow, they're finding me for that. I better write a post on that. They're finding me about multiple offers. Let me write my next post on multiple offers. So lean into it. They're already finding you. Give them what they want.
Yeah, you can find out what they're actually trying to look for when they do find you. That's a very, very interesting tip. Blogging, I mean, I see it all the time, and I think I know the answer to it, but a lot of great blog posts will take quotes and backlink to other posts, and to, just like we put out on today's show on our WordPress, it links to back to you, Marty. It links back to Twin City Realty. So what's the advantage of having these blog posts that link, have all these links back? What's the value in that?
Well, that's in Google's algorithm. So they realize if somebody's linking back to a website, or if there's many people linking back to a website, that website must be an authority on that particular topic. So that's why it's important to pay attention to backlinking strategy. Now, you don't need to learn all the ins and outs of it, but one quick tip for you: if you're writing posts once a week, and you mentioned something that you talked about in a previous post 2 months ago, then put it in there. So, for example, for me, I write about getting a CRM or getting a database going for a realtor. When I click on the word database, I want it to link back to how to build a database that I wrote 2 years ago. So you can link within your own website. It doesn't have to be out to different resources. It can be within your own website. So as long as it's within my own website, I don't have it pop up in a separate window. But if I'm linking to Katie Lance or you know, Valerie Garcia, I'm going to put a link, and I'm going to have it pop up in a separate window. So they still have my site, but they also have now Valerie's site.
Perfect. Dave, you look good.
He looks great.
My glasses turned dark. I'm sitting outside here. When the cleaning lady shows up at my house, it's all chaos. The vacuum cleaner's about to start in there, so I'm going outside.
That's perfect. It's perfect. Now, Marty, here's one of the things that I've definitely, Dave and I have learned with video for certain, and with this show. You've written great header. You've got a great photo. You've written great content. You're done, right? That's all you have to do. Just press publish. You're done. You can sit back and all the
Not at all.
Exactly.
Not at all.
Exactly.
The most important thing is you got to share it. You got to get it out there. So, you know, if you've got a blog post with a video in it, and that's the other beauty of blog posts and having a blog, you can embed video into your blog. So all these things you can do within a blog, in a WordPress blog. But the next thing I do is I've got a checklist that I go down and obviously proofread it, make sure I didn't spell words wrong, which I'm terrible at. And the next thing is to get it out on all the social medias. So I have scheduled things that go out automatically. I even have an email list. So this is something for bloggers that are already blogging. They should be getting an email list started immediately and start capturing those emails that people found your great blog. Now let them opt in for something. Give them something of value. They can either get your monthly newsletter or what have you. But sharing is the next most important thing that I do. And then at night, once a new blog post goes out, it gets blasted out to my email list. So it's, again, shared. And there's share bars on each post. So down the side and right across the bottom, do you want to share this with your friends on Twitter or Facebook or whatever?
And so, yeah, it's really important. I think email is really important. And those people that are watching this particular episode, we mention it quite often. If you're watching on mobileagenttv.com right now, or if you're watching on YouTube, you can go to mobileagenttv.com. On the right-hand side, you can opt into our video newsletter. And all we do is a couple of days before the show, we send you out an email letting you know who our next guest is, what we're going to talk about, and you get that. So that's the way of continually bringing those people back in and letting them know there's new content out. I know that on Katie Lance's blog, I get an email once a week, and it comes to my inbox, and I read through it, and it brings value. So I think that's a great strategy, is to start getting people on your blog to opt into receiving your blog or being notified, because I think the RSS feed thought process really never caught on, but that's a great way of sort of obviously getting that new content, letting people know that there's new content out there. So I totally agree with you, Marty. I think a lot of people think, I've shot this home tour video, and now I've uploaded it up to YouTube, and now that's it, I'm done. And I don't have to do anything else. And it's just really not going to be a successful strategy for you.
And the other thing to capturing the emails, listen, if Zuckerberg says, you know what, I'm not making enough money with Facebook, I'm going to start charging $9 a month, there'll be a mass exodus. But you've at least got your email list now. So we see people online doing this incredibly well. We've got an agent, Jeff Thibodeau in Brantford, Ontario. He does this incredibly well. He's getting hundreds of hits where people, he's got some kind of value proposition. So like you said, newsletter, or you get to know just before we go live. Maybe you've got a VIP list. If you're searching for a home right now in Waterloo, Ontario, why not join my VIP list and get the listings before anybody else does? Something like that. You know what I mean? Here's a strategy to get a lower interest rate on your next mortgage. And you can set up a value proposition.
Yeah. Didn't we have him on our show, Michael?
Yeah, Jeff was on the show, and I said this before, he's been very fundamental in getting our market update, the buzz out on the out on the web for us, and he's a great resource. Jeff's a great guy, and he does a great. When I started talking to him about his strategy, it's amazing. We got a question from Sue Benson for you, Marty, and sure. She just simply asks, you know, I've got a Remax provided website. Now she's down in Florida, so she's got a Remax provided website. Can she blog there, or what should she be doing to really start a blog?
Okay, so here you got to be careful now. So you want to make sure that the blog, a lot of these website companies say, oh yeah, we have a blogging feature, go ahead, you can just click on it and it'll start to work. But then it doesn't have all the features that a WordPress blog would have. So my recommendation, again, to run them in parallel, but have them linked to each other, WordPress offers all kinds of plugins, all kinds of widgets to allow you to do anything you want. If you want to have Facebook on your blog, you can do that. If you want to have sharing buttons, you can do that. I don't know how to write HTML code. I never learned. But there's all these plugins for free that I get access to. So you want to be careful that by using the website software, their blogging software may not be good. I've seen blogs where they don't allow you to put a picture. Well, I can tell you, nobody's going to read all that clump of text just sitting there like that. So I would rather you be on a WordPress blog platform where you have access to all these coders for free and you can use all their code. It's so simple to use.
Nicole Nicolet, for everyone watching and for you, Sue, was episode 30, and she talked about the power of having a WordPress over a static blog, so definitely go there. She's from agentevolution.com, episode number 30, and I totally agree. Mobileagenttv.com is a WordPress website. We have a professional WordPress website developed for our bchomeconsultants.com, but Mobile Agent TV is something I developed myself. I had never done it before. It cost about $50 to get up, buy the domain name. I'm on Bluehost, and we're going to talk about your giveaway here at the end of it, Marty. It's on Bluehost, which was simple to do. I built it by typing in how to into YouTube a bunch of times, and I had my WordPress website up later that day, Agent Evolution, and there's some great website or builders out there. We use Atomic 55 here in British Columbia, which is fantastic, but I totally agree. WordPress is a completely different way of functionality and way to use things.
And I need to say one more thing. When you're setting up your blog, I get a lot of questions. Should I get my own domain name? And you want to be careful with that as well, because you don't want to necessarily use your name. I know we want to brand ourselves, but if I'm going to set up a website, I'm 45 years old. I don't know how long I'm going to be in this game. What if I have a tremendous book of business and now I want to sell it? I can't sell it if it says martygreen.com. You know what I mean? I got to go find another Marty Green to sell it to. So I may as well, you know, Homes for Sale in Waterloo or Waterloo Living or something like something really cool like that. That gives me a tangible blog that I can pass along 10 years, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years down the road. So I don't want to make a mistake and just call it myself.
Yeah, and that's right. I mean, that's the Enviro Realty team or BC Home Consultants or Mobile Agent TV. I agree there's some value in having your name, but people don't know your name until they know who you are. It doesn't let them know what the site's about. So, yeah, I am a big believer in that too as well. So we talked about that. We talked about links, photos. We've talked about a lot of it. Dave, do you got any questions for Marty that's come up for you?
Well, other than just to kind of double what he just said, is that a good blog will be able to put video in it, pictures in it, sharing buttons are kind of probably the top three. Is that about right?
I would say, yep.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's really important. Video is huge now, and you know, we've been preaching about this I've been preaching about it for 2 years, and getting the realtors to take advantage, and Michael, you do a great job. Even responding to my emails are done with video, and I'm not there yet, but I will be soon, but that's the way it, you know, you can put that on your blog. It doesn't, you have to lean into what works. If writing is not your thing, then do what you guys do. Interview people or put video on there and let them do quick little video. Don't write about Mr. Lee. Go and stand next to Mr. Lee and have the video about you and then throw it on your post, so on your blog. And just
there's video again, Michael. Video again.
Yeah, video, it's funny. It's video again, and also what he said was playing to your strengths. Like, yeah. I don't have the makeup to write a blog post. I'm dyslexic. I just don't have that in me. I can't do it. But I can do this. So that's like the 10th guest that we've had say play to your strengths. Or the 10th guest we had is video is a game changer. I mean, all this stuff is really, really, really important. And it seems, you know, we're talking about a new episode all the time, and this is a good thing about blogging. But we're keep going back to those same fundamental, you know, business practices, and whether it's the realestatecareermentor.com, I'm sure the same themes continue to come up over and over again, but it's still great content. Don't be concerned about that. You're putting out that great content. Now, the other huge advantage of blogging that I really wanted to talk about before we let you go, Marty, is long tail. I think ads in the newspaper have a 4-day lifespan. A tweet, a Facebook post has, we know, is 4 hours long. Talk about the absolute value long tail, because I'm sure you go back and are sometimes shocked about content that you haven't efforted for 2 years still bringing you tons of value.
And this is what I call evergreen writing. So and I think Valerie and I have gone over this in the past at blogging courses and stuff like that. I want to write a post. I don't want it to be just good for now. So if I'm writing a post about an event that's just happened, that post is only good for maybe 2-3 months. But if I write a post on how to do an introduction letter for realtors, that post is good for years and years and years. So those are called evergreen posts. They're not making relation to a specific date. So like my example before, how to fix up your curb appeal for less than $100, or how to, you know, put up crown molding. That stuff is going to be golden for 20, 30, 50 years, you know, however long. So you can go, just because you wrote the post in 2009 doesn't mean you can't retweet it out or put it out yesterday or today, you know what I mean? So I go through my old posts once in a while, once a week. I send something out from the past. I watch the hits jump. It's a great strategy. Once you get up into the 40, 50 post range, you've got tons and tons of content that you can just keep reusing over and over again. And as long as you write evergreen posts, you're not making reference to a specific date or a specific change, you know, just get it out there. Evergreen posts is the way to go. And, you know, that I find that a tremendous resource.
Speaking about tremendous resources, oh, how's that for a segue, Marty Green? Oh, my goodness gracious.
You are good.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Marty has his website is realestatecareermentor.com. And if you go to realestatecareermentor.com/mobile, he has made available to everyone that watches the show his 4-week course or 4-step course to starting a blog. Is that correct, Marty? Go ahead
that's
and tell
right.
us what that resource is and let our viewers know sort of the value that's there, because I took a look at it last night. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, I just wanted to put something together for your audience because, like I said, I like to give things away and help people. So totally free. You don't have to leave your email or anything. realestatecareermentor.com/mobile. I put together the 4-week package that I actually used with my agents, and they all got their blogs up, and they all picked their domain names, and it's all in there. Everything we've talked about, it's all in there. So I even teach you how to, you know, look for a niche market, or do I pick a .com or a .ca or a .net? It's all in there. So there's 4 weeks of free training for you guys, and just go to the website, and you'll download the PDF.
Fantastic. Wow, look at that. You know, look at this. Another person on the show, Dave, paying it forward.
Actually, you know what? I just wrote this down when he said that. If you think about what we put out on the show, Michael Creasa with his video school, if you will, yep. The paperless agent, and now this. The content of those three things right there that we've been able to put out to the to different people, for some for free and some for a minimal cost. You're getting a Harvard degree in real estate. in the new age here, and you know, nobody can say that it's not there.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No, I totally agree. Thank you so much, Marty, about that. Now, Marty, as we wrap up, we've already had it for a show. And you know what? Talking about, I think this is really important about recognizing your audience and having them become part of this community. It's just not talking to. I mean, you know, I can see the comments coming in from people like Melanie, obviously a great person, you know, that's been part of the show, a fundamental part of the show. Chase is out there. Roy Rissanen, Sue Benz. I mean, I can go on about all the people that I've got to know because of the show that are on Twitter right now and sharing stuff. And I think it's really important in your posts, in your comments, to really start to create not only an audience, but have that audience become a community. Can you just really quickly talk about that as an advantage or a value?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're known for a specific thing and you start to build a community, and again, put your ego aside and help people, you know, start offering different things and go, you know, go over and above. Just like you may have thought, you know, that I've just done there. We're offering free content. That really helps stimulate it. It puts you on the map, but it shows you're giving back. I don't want to go through life with regrets. I would rather, you know, live my life to the fullest right now and help as many people as I can. And that's a great way to build a community for yourself. The more you give, the more you get later on. And, you know, going back to books, David, I just picked this up yesterday. I haven't read it yet, but Gary Vaynerchuk...
We've all read it.
There you go. I haven't read it yet, and it's been on my list for a while. I just went out and picked it up yesterday. But that's the kind of thing: free content. Then maybe ask for business or take my course, or you know. But here's more free stuff, you know, for you to consume, and that's the way it should be done, and that will get you a community very, very quickly. If you offer free things over and over again, you're going to have a tremendous audience.
Yeah, I totally agree. Marty, anything that you want to add at the end of the show that you think is important for our viewers?
Yeah, if you're interested in real estate training, why not check out the podcast? I'm going to ramp it up, and I'm just in the process of hiring a virtual assistant, so this is new territory for me, and I want to get these podcast episodes out weekly, just like the blog, so there's only so much of me to go around. I can't run a mega office and do all this stuff, so I need help. So I'm going to be blogging about that experience and how, you know, I go through the process of getting a virtual assistant. And maybe I've ordered 5 books because I don't want just one for me. I'm going to hand them out in my office. And there's a lot of people desperate for help. They're doing so well right now, but they're bleeding leads. So I want to, you know, share with them how I'm going to get a virtual assistant. Maybe there's an opportunity for them to take advantage of this and have some help for their business.
I know what Dave's about to say. Dave, go ahead and say what you're about to say.
Well, I was going to say that's an episode.
I know. I can tell you on this episode. I know you're going to say that. And that's
and
just
we can
like
get listen. Marty to come back on and say, you know, he's done it for 2 months, and here's his early on experience, and we'll find somebody who's been doing it for a couple of years. But I think a virtual assistant episode would be something of very much interest to a lot of people.
I totally agree. And then once again, that's listening to the people around you and all these ideas for shows. I mean, this is show 55, and we've only scratched the surface of things we've talked about because there's endless blog stuff to talk. It never stops, especially when you're talking about technology or real estate that's constantly changing. There's always new content we put out there. Dave, we talked about it a little bit already, but takeaways for the show about blogging, because I know you think you're not a blogger, but I think in real estate, you're one of the most well-known bloggers because of what we're doing here. I shouldn't say that sounded like it was ego. I didn't mean it sound that way, but because what you're doing on the show every week, Dave, you do blog every week.
Well, I do. I do now that I didn't really know I was blogging, but actually I've gained a lot of knowledge here, and I think that all I need to do is tweak a few things because I'm always very cognizant of my time, and I think I can just find little 10 minutes here and there to be better at what I'm doing. And, yeah, we're blogging. We're known. I mean, I went to this seminar. We talked about it last week, and I don't know. I didn't know half the area, but they're coming up to me. I'm sitting on the sidelines a little bit here. Michael's up front doing a lot of this, and people are coming up. You're the Mobile Agent TV guy. And I go, like, I guess.
Yeah.
Your community's already started building now.
Yeah, we do have a fantastic community. I want to plug next week's show because I think there's some people watching right now that are going to love this, and I think we have talked about it a little bit on the show today, but our guest on next week's show is Kevin Tangen, who we've talked about on the show a couple times. He's a broker out in Honolulu, Hawaii. He's nice. The person that's provided us our beautiful lower third, our graphics. He's just sent us stuff over time, and I got to meet him at REMAX R4, and I said, Kevin, you want to talk? I want you to come on the show. We want to talk about something. What do you want to talk about? He says he wants to talk about design. He's a lot of things he can talk about, but the importance of having something visually look appealing. It's something that sometimes we don't think about, but affects our life every day. Valerie Garcia put out a Facebook post today of talking about labels and why you're attracted to one label over another label. It's why good food looks good. It's about this brand experience and having it sort of resonate about this experience you're going to have because things look sharp. So we're going to talk about how the impact of design affects our business in real estate, especially when we're looking through this sort of stream economy on Facebook. It's the reason why you stop at one post and scroll through another. You know, sometimes it has to do with a photo. So Kevin's going to come on next week and talk about design. That show is going to be, wow, June already. I can't believe this. June 6th, 10 o'clock Pacific, 1 o'clock Eastern at mobileagenttv.com, talking about with Kevin Tangen the power of design. And now here's we give you an hour, and we do ask at the end of every show, if you have any referrals heading out to the East Coast of the United States, get a hold of Dave. He'll put you in the hands of the right REMAX agents. Any referrals coming out to the West Coast of Canada, get a hold of me, and I'll put you in the hands of the right REMAX agent. And as Melanie Galley of REMAX Fort McMurray wants us to end every show, please tell 5 other agents about Mobile Agent TV. Our audience grows every week because of more and more viewership, and our community keeps growing, allows us to reach out to people like Marty Green, have them come on and give an hour of a show. You can find, I forgot to do this, it's right here in highlights, plug guests info. It's written right here in my Evernote. Marty, let our audience know how they can get a hold of you, find your podcast, find you on Twitter, send you out referrals, come work at your brokerage, all that information. Let people know how they can do that.
Well, the best place to find me, obviously, is realestatecareermentor.com. If you want to find the podcast, /iTunes. REMAX Twin City Waterloo is the branch that I run and the New Hamburg office, so big shout out to my friends there. And why not hit me up on Twitter, Marty J. Green on Twitter.
Hey, and good luck with all your Wang Chung come
Wing
through.
Wang Chung,
whatever. It's something like that. I knew it. Thanks, Marty. I apologize. We were supposed to plug your stuff earlier. Thank you so much for putting together that content, that 4-week course. Encourage everyone to go there, realestatecareermentor.com/mobile. We'll put a link to that in the description of this blog post. That's the old link back thing happening right there. Thanks, Marty. Appreciate it very, very much. And we will be reaching out to you regarding virtual assistants. I know that would be a great episode.
I'd be honored to come back.
Awesome. Dave, thank you so much. You look good out there. Thank Looks you. Like you're wearing shades. You got the hat on. Springtime's there in Bridgewater, New Jersey.
Hi, man. Sun's beating down on my head. Maybe I'll just do the rest of the shows the rest of the summer out here.
There you go.
Sounds good to me. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, everyone, for watching another great episode of Mobile Agent TV. Thank you so much. We'll see you all next week.
Thank you for listening to Mobile Agent Radio.